This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dolly Parton, Thanksgiving Day again, or was that Christmas?
It was
2 years ago.
Yeah, I don't remember if it was Christmas or Thanksgiving.
Ball drop.
Oh, it was Thanksgiving because it was Dallas.
Yes.
It was definitely Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were talking about ball drop.
No.
With Miley.
No, remember?
That was a couple years ago.
She was the cowgirl 2 years ago. By the way, speaking of the holidays, who would have thought on April 2nd, I'd say, speaking of the holidays, the news got released yesterday, the plans for Christmas Day. Now, not the teams and the games, but where we will be watching the games or not if you choose not to go this route. So here's the deal. Christmas Day, three games. Two on
Netflix, I'm assuming.
Netflix.
Yeah, last year it seemed like that was a thing that they were leaning into.
But they're going three for three this year with that non-traditional because the third, Amazon. So the days of like just turn on your TV regular channel style and there they are.
Long gone.
Did you see that Kansas City is petitioning the league to be one of the staples on Christmas, just like the Cowboys and the Lions are? Yep.
I was any rationale for that?
They want Christmas to be theirs every year.
I mean, you get to petition for that? Like,
yeah, what is that nonsense?
I mean, petition.
I would not want that as a fan, Ray.
Lobby, I guess.
I would be annoyed if the Eagles put on Christmas
every day. What else are you doing in Kansas City?
That's true.
Here we have
barbecue.
I know, covering the teams, like, I would not be happy if every Christmas Day.
Yeah, it's frustrating. And we've had a couple of them as a show.
Yeah.
I love it because Christmas Eve is bigger.
And as a fan base.
When did the Eagles play? They didn't play on Christmas this year. That was last season, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because wasn't the Giants the year before?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. And then the year before that, it was Dallas on Christmas Eve. Yeah.
Well, the one I always think of is when the Lions smoked the Eagles.
That was Thanksgiving.
Was it?
Yeah.
Because I remember
I did a post-game show after that.
When Jason Peters came out of the game.
That was the end of Chip. That was when we were like, oh, this is over. Because remember, it was like two straight. Was Tampa beat him by, like, put up 50 against him, two or something? It was like, this is done.
Oh, my God. All right, 215-592-9494. Let me tell you what is not done. Let me tell you what is just begun. So this is the third congratulations of the day. Congratulations.
Really throwing them out today.
Yeah, number one was for Jason and Kylie Kelsey on the birth of their daughter. The second was to Jack Fritz on his new baseball book, which...
Deserved.
Seltzer, is it going to be good?
Yeah, I mean,
it should be, right?
If Jack's going to write a book about anything, it better be the Phillies.
What is it about? Right? I mean, I know it's about the Phillies.
It's the history of the Phillies.
Oh, history.
Okay, highs and lows of the Phillies.
Yeah.
And what it's like to be a fan, basically, right?
Yes. Yeah, it's from the fan perspective.
Should be fantastic. And by the way...
He's perfect. It's perfect for it.
I am offended by those that say that I'm pumping up Jack's
book.
Which
is exactly what you're doing.
Just so that the afternoon show will pump up my book when that... comes out in a couple months.
Oh, I didn't think about that. Oh!
Seriously, you didn't?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Wait,
I'm very, you know.
That. I am offended.
I'm well-intentioned, John. I don't think like that.
You know,
I look for the best in everybody. You're definitely right. That's absolutely what's happening.
I even retweeted for people to go buy the book.
I should have known. I thought it was weird
Come
when he
on.
Did it, but I couldn't kind of like piece it together. Great point, John.
You know it's going to be a Twitter poll question sometime in the fall. Whose book is better?
I just can't get
He is beating me
this.
To the punch. So he's June. I'm looking like, maybe September. Something like that. All right. Third congrats.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. Third congratulations. Another one of our own. Devin Caney.
Oh.
On the beat with the Phillies.
Aww.
On the beat as the Phillies reporter for WIP.
Hi, which, this is the news.
Which, Devin, you've kind of already done. Like, you were doing it in the postseason last year, right?
Yeah.
But it's going to be all home games. Is that correct?
Yeah, most home games. And I had been a part-time employee, so I'll be full-time with WIP covering the Phillies. And then that's, of course, in addition to everything else I do, including this show. So I'm not going anywhere from my Wednesdays and Fridays, about to say Mondays and Wednesdays, yeah. Wednesdays and Fridays with you guys. Which
well,
is
that'll
good news.
Be our decision, Devin, but no, I'm just kidding.
If you'll have me, still.
Yeah. Look, congrats.
Yeah, I'm excited.
So doing this stuff, regular show stuff, station stuff,
mm-hmm.
and then also the Phillies reporting for home games. That's that's great.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. I'm very happy for
way
you.
To
good
go,
stuff.
Devin.
Well deserved.
You do have big shoes to fill with, to follow with Elliot. Elliot has created quite a thing with the Eagles beat.
I know.
Right? I mean, he's a force.
I'm supposed to be the Elliot of the Phillies, I guess, eventually. And I have actually been thinking of reaching out to Elliot and asking for tips. Like,
I need to reach
his level.
No, well, he tracks practice stats and training camp. And
I know.
Yeah, well, so you don't want to be like him from yesterday in the middle of his interview with a bird kind of did a bad thing on him.
Yeah, but he did get Sean McDermott 2 days
That's
ago.
That's good.
That's true. Yeah.
That was an incredible job by him with
McDermott.
Sean McDermott.
It was good.
The bird pooping on you.
Do we really believe
good
that's good luck? I know people say, "Oh, it's good luck." It's like it doesn't
it's
sound like good luck to me. You know
say.
What it sounds like?
Made
bad
up.
Luck.
It's that all the poop. You can
yeah,
say,
it,
man.
It sounds like let's spin it.
Upon.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
You just got deuced upon. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
I thought he said goosed.
No, deuced.
Deuced. Oh, okay. Deuced upon.
Okay, here you go.
Why would you think goosed?
I was putting my finger in one ear, so I only had one ear to hear. And I thought
don't
he said,
you always only have one ear to hear?
Yeah, but this was even worse than normal. This is not good.
Just
by
goosed
the way,
yourself
on
there.
On the McDermott thing, Nick Sirianni talked about the McDermott comments. Now, I will tell you this. I think Sirianni held back.
You think?
Because,
Nick always does. There was no chance he was going
to,
you know.
Coach doesn't want to criticize coach. It's one of those deals. But Sirianni yesterday talking about McDermott's comments.
One of the things Sean McDermott said was that the force from pushing, like, adds a whole lot of injury risk to the play. I mean, have you seen that? Or?
Again, I think we were healthy on the play. I believe the whole entire NFL was healthy on the play. So I always want to have players' health first and foremost in our mind. And so, you know, you have to trust the doctors and stuff like that on those scenarios. But you always want to do what's best for the players first and foremost.
Johnny's very careful to not say, screw McDermott!
Yeah.
But you know he wants to say that because he's got to be ticked
should.
Off.
He's got a valid gripe. Because Sean McDermott used the play. But again, this is the owners have a chance to give their team a better chance to win here. They're thinking, hey, why not? Might as well take a shot at this thing. Like, that team is better than we are. They have a play that we can't stop. I guess this is the next logical way to try to stop it.
Machiavelli, the ends justify the means.
Lobby against it.
Yeah, I mean, that is what some teams are doing, no question. All right, let's talk to John right now in Lower Merion. John, good morning.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Doing well, John.
Good to be back. First of all, Joe, before I make my comment on the Tush Push, I believe in you, buddy.
Thank you.
I think you're gonna totally destroy Fritz.
I appreciate
totally
that. I'm stunned that somebody...
John, I think you're wrong.
You know, don't waste your time working out.
No, yeah, no. Listen to John.
Let me
tell you something. If I was you, I would show up, wear a pair of Timberlands with a cigarette in my mouth, and then put the whooping on them. Because what my grandfather used to say, he says, there's no feeling in the world like killing the enemy. And let me tell you, you're going to handle this guy.
I appreciate
that.
What
makes you say
that,
John?
What a speech here from John.
Why do you even think that? What gives you cause to believe in Joe?
You know what? Joe's got heart.
Thank you.
You did think about that.
Wow, you did have to pause for a while.
There was
while
a pause.
There.
Every time there's a pause.
It was a little long for a pause, I will say.
No, I'm just saying, I listen to Fritz talk and I listen to Joe talk, and I'm like, Fritz is a jabroni.
Well, so he can talk better, so that means he's a better
Fritz
athlete.
Fritz is a jabroni.
Listen, John, there is no question during the, listen, he may have more skill than me. I will admit that is possible. There is no, and he may beat me. I will admit that is possible. There's no doubt during the heart of the competition, I will want it more. I guarantee that. I mean, he just, there's a soft underbelly to his whole persona.
Hold on, man.
On
a soft underbelly to his persona.
The whole persona.
Your persona.
He's got that sensitive thing going.
Your persona is hard. Your persona
is tough. No, but it's harder. It's harder.
I will say, Joe can take a beating.
That's true. That's
you
true.
Are tougher than Jack.
Jack does not because, take a beating as well as Joe. Because I will give you that credit.
John, if I get up on him in some of these games, he might cry. I mean, because you know it's going to really.
He's going to cry.
He might. He might. I'm not predicting he will. He might. In,
this pretend world that you're imagining, I don't think it's going to play out like
I told you what I need to do. I need to win tennis and basketball.
If it ends in tears, I will be ecstatic, no matter how that plays out. That
on
would
either
be
side?
Exactly. Yeah, I'm good with tears on either side.
All right, John, give me an answer, bud, for a number and a title.
I just want to make one comment about the tush push before I give you my answer.
Yes.
I was a football coach for over 30 years. I know how to stop this thing. Sean McDermott couldn't stop anything. That's why he got fired from the Eagles. Let me tell you, if he wants to stop it, he can call me up, and it don't come cheap, this information.
Boy, look at you, John.
Yeah. John with a call today. I love
how you're still holding the...
My 11 better than your 11.
All right.
Guess what? The Eagles' 11 is better. And it's not because I'm a fan. I'm just a football
fan. Well, the Eagles' 11 is better. That is true. All right, John, a number and a title, something great.
Okay, this took me... this was a lot of thinking. I'm going to go 1 million BC because that Raquel Welch is just phenomenal.
You got it, man. John, appreciate the call. So, speaking of crying, there is something from my past I do actually feel bad for. About.
Oh.
And I have my 25th reunion at Fairfield coming up this summer. And there is a, I'll say girl. I mean, we were all young back then. I guess she's a woman now, obviously.
She was a woman back then also.
Yeah, but a very young one. You'd still call like a 21-year-old, 20-year-old a girl. I made her cry. I made her cry.
You did not.
And I made her cry as part of a can I make her cry.
Oh, that's mean.
Why would anybody ever play that?
That's
game?
So mean.
Well, hold on.
Oh. It's mean.
She brought it to the table to me. She told me I could not make her cry.
Oh, well, never mind. Then
and I had an entire night. We picked a day.
Oh, that's fine.
We watched the NCAA championship with Mateen Cleaves, one with Michigan State, April of
2000.
April of 2000.
Yeah, for sure.
And I had a couple of hours. Could I make her cry?
Couple of hours.
And
did she like you? Did you like her? Were you guys dating?
No, we were just good friends. We were very good friends. And I just went in and just kept, her boyfriend's cheating on her. You know, he's definitely cheating on her.
What was the relationship?
Think about what he's doing right now.
Was the relationship ever the same after? Were you guys as close
of
friends?
Or her and the boyfriend?
No, her and you afterwards.
Yeah,
were you guys still friends after?
We were, but you know what she did? And I felt really bad about it. She actually ran out.
Oh, to cry. Like she left to cry. Oh, that's a tough scene.
And I felt,
right there.
And I really did feel bad. No, Rhea, okay, you got to admit, she asked for it.
She's a masochist, and you're horrible.
there's blame to go around here.
Point that out. I just want to admit for the record.
You could have been like, no, I don't want to make you cry. Well, that doesn't sound fun to me.
I was uncomfortable. She had that thing She had that thing on her ear I was talking about, you know?
What, you mean like a earring?
No, not an earring.
What do you mean?
Like a little nub.
Oh my God.
You know, it was like a little something there.
What do you mean a little nub?
I don't know. There
like
was just
like
was
an earlobe?
No, there was like a growth. So I had to get to the boyfriend
Wait,
and the
so
nub.
You were making
fun of her appearance.
Physical,
man.
It was she had a physical like malformation.
No. It wasn't, you know, I mean, it's like Cindy Crawford with the mole. And sometimes you got it, something's a little different. A little different.
Oh,
were you guys
man.
At least drunk?
No. Well, I don't know. It would have been a Monday night, maybe. I'm not sure.
Just trying to come up with any reason you would willingly, both sides, agree to do this.
I'm just saying, at the reunion, I'll have to apologize.
Probably been in therapy for years.
All right, 215. She did ask for it, though, so please don't hold it against me. All right, Julian Lurie will someday be running the Eagles. I mean, we think, you know, unless the team gets sold prior to that or something like that. So let's listen to Jeffrey Lurie talking yesterday about his son, because Julian Lurie someday will have the reins and has gotten more involved over the last couple of years. Here's Jeffrey Lurie, clearly a proud papa, but also someone who's grooming a son to someday take over. Here's Jeffrey Lurie yesterday talking about his kid.
Julian has been in the building for a couple of years.
Yeah.
What have you seen from him over that time and what is to come for him?
Right. So, you know, he's been involved in the business operations, football operations. He's sort of been a part of getting to understand and know every aspect of the operation. It's the best way to prepare him. He's humble and smart and gaining experience and most importantly, loves the specialness of the culture, the Eagles, the NFL, and the incredible fan base. He gets it. And it could have been a different way. I hoped as a father, you know, he'd be incredibly obsessed and excited the way I get. He's that way. And yet he has he grew up in Philadelphia, unlike me. So he has a real appreciation for the fan base and the region.
You know, I was thinking about it earlier today. When's the last time a team got passed down in Philly sports? And Ree, I'm not talking about Ed Snyder to Jay Snyder because Ed was still alive.
He was still
alive
there, and that didn't work out.
Did not work out.
And but you're not talking about like Middleton taking over kind of like that. You're talking about like a familial pass down.
I don't think there's one in my lifetime.
I don't think there is either. Mm. Not with Katz.
No, yeah.
Not with Braman. Not with Leonard Toews.
No.
Well, his daughter, wasn't his daughter running
his daughter, yes, who by the way, just passed away last week. Condolences
Susan?
To the, yes, she passed away last week. To the Toews family.
Right?
She became, I believe for a year, I think she was the general manager briefly.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I believe, but I think she was the president.
Can you imagine?
As well.
Oh, wait, we saw it with the Sixers.
But yeah, I mean, so, yeah. So, you know, I guess it's someone in the 70s or 60s or 50s the last time it was passed down. I don't know.
I love what he says about it.
Maybe
I
the
love
Carpenter family?
I'm thinking the Carpenter
did
family.
Did Rulli Carpenter's father
must
buy it?
Must have come from that.
I don't know. I have no idea.
You know why they didn't never had the DH? You know that whole story?
Why
the National League didn't have the
what
DH?
Is
if
it?
I remember this correctly.
Okay.
They, you know, this was in an era where there were no cell phones, and I believe Rulli Carpenter was fishing, and they couldn't reach him to vote.
Really?
I read that somewhere, or somebody told the story.
Wow.
And that's why the National League didn't have to look it up.
Yeah, it went on for a long time.
But, I just remember somebody said that.
How about that? All right, so let's get to more of the Jeffrey Lurie thing, because he also spoke yesterday, and we have discussed this issue on the air. To what extent is it an issue? A cash problem? You know, how much is going on that's cash-related, not purely cap-related? Here's Jeffrey Lurie yesterday.
You guys have spent more cash
than
most teams, and in terms of the void years coming up,
yep,
significantly more than most teams. How is that factored into some of the perceptions of a budget crunch?
Yeah, no, it's inevitably you're going to spend as much as every other team. But yeah, our cash over cap has been high and it's continuing that way. I only know one way. So, you know, there's no implications of that at the moment. And all these decisions are strictly how to win big. You know, how to replace players that you're going to have to sign players that are excellent young players in their prime. And so that's, if you want to win big, you better plan ahead.
So basically he's indicating it's a strategy for the future.
I love that.
Hopefully that's true.
But this is, man, it's like clockwork. The way that they go about business, it's been the same now for his ownership.
Yeah, but here's what I'll say, John.
There has put these pieces in place. Like, it really is like clockwork. Well, you can follow it.
Yeah, they're fantastic with that. But I guess, look, I don't know where the truth lies. I know he wasn't going to stand up there and say, yeah, we're intentionally looking to spend less cash. Not going to say that. I have heard people say that they are intentionally looking to spend less cash, and it's not just about re-signing their own guys in the future.
No.
You've heard that too, right, Ray?
Same things, yep.
So, like, I don't know what to make of it, but he's essentially denying that it's for a negative reason. He's saying it's for a positive reason of re-signing your own.
Yeah,
down the road.
They have a budget. It's very hard to go, you know, yelling and screaming. They just want a Super Bowl.
Correct.
So,
right.
But the way he manages the budget is phenomenal.
But we'll see in future years if this is more of a thing, because we have grown accustomed to them, you know, spending wildly. And I don't mean recklessly, but spending a lot. Let's get to one more thing, because Lurie also talked about this particular offseason and the strategy. Jeffrey Lurie yesterday.
Letting guys walk in free agency and then signing guys to just 1 year kind of low-cost deals is more to do about, more has to do with the future contracts than you have to do
totally.
With all the cash that you
Oh, yeah, get. Totally. It has all to do with re-signing your best young players in their prime. That's the entire goal there. If you keep paying the market value of every person, every player that becomes a free agent on your team, you will absolutely be unable to sign most of your best young players. So it's so clear that it's kind of a no-brainer.
What yeah, look say? At what the Dallas yeah, Cowboys do and don't do that.
I thought the same thing, John.
It really is.
Like, I totally agree.
Their cap hit for Dak is $90 million
this year. It's ridiculous.
It really is crazy. Yeah. And now you're talking about re-signing Micah. How much is that going to – is he going to make $100 million this year? Like, what's your plan for that? Their planning ahead is the opposite of good planning
ahead. It's bad. For them, it's really bad.
That contract extension's going well.
Oh, it's incredible. All right, time's yours up ahead. Also, if you missed when we played earlier what Sirianni said about Dallas Goedert, we'll re-rack that because that is something to hear. Goedert yesterday from what Sirianni said. That and more. Phone calls and all these topics on 94WIP. All right, let me tell you about FanDuel Sportsbook. As always, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, FanDuel America's number one sportsbook. You know, there's an absolutely loaded calendar going on this week in the sports world. I mean, whether it's college basketball, men or women, baseball, right, hockey, pro basketball. I mean, there's so much intersecting right now in the sports world. And you can get in every day with all sorts of different bets at FanDuel.com/hammer. And they have some specific days geared to certain type of bets, like in baseball with Dinger Tuesdays. On Wednesdays, you've got Hump Day Parlays. Over the weekend, you've got Goff Profit Boost Tokens. That and more all there for you at FanDuel.com/hammer, including the opportunity for new customers to get $200 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. That's a $200 bonus bets with a $5 bet that you win. So find the bet or bets that works for you and lock them in at FanDuel.com/hammer. Once again, the website, FanDuel.com/hammer. And the app, awesome. Easy to sign up for, easy to navigate, to move from game to game, league to league. It's all there for you at FanDuel.com/hammer. I can't say that's one of the finest, but...
Well, that part doesn't have a lot of the awesome guitar work in it. It's really cool.
It's all right.
The title's cool.
It's all right.
If six was nine... I thought you did a nice job of actually.
I thought you did great.
Yeah.
Yeah, credit where due.
Yeah, I got criticized. Yeah.
You listened to Patrick today.
He did.
Which is rare.
Yeah. I'm confused by that to some degree.
Yeah, I'm just tired of people. People are killing me this week. I'm getting crushed this
you
week.
You think so?
John, you don't know the social media stuff related to me having the uniform.
Oh,
on.
Has it been bad? I saw a little bit. But
people in person were so cool and kind, but on social media are so mean.
Why don't you just not read it?
Huh?
Why don't you just not read it? That's what I do.
No, I read some of it. I'm mostly joking. Then Devin earlier was ripping me for me looking tired today.
So I had Is that what happened? No, that's what I missed that.
Projection.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Joe looks really groggy today.
I may have made that up.
Have you been perusing the YouTube comments? Have you seen
I should. Yeah,
should you?
People are probably hating on you for that.
I would say a lot.
James, we should make
check any comments.
We should make that a segment.
That's not a bad idea, actually.
YouTube comments segment. I like that. I'm writing that down.
I like that. That is a
good
idea.
Read mean tweets.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it'll be.
There we go.
Okay, that's got potential, for
Anthony,
sure.
Anthony, I hope you're listening. You'll be a part of this, my friend.
Man, that's something. All right, 215-592-9494.
You know why I like that idea?
Huh.
Because maybe when we read them, we'll diffuse some of the, emotion that goes with them. I don't like the fact that you feel, at some level... That people
attacked.
Really
well, it's the Fritz
being,
thing also. Like people, like I can look. First off, I can take it. I'm joking
a
little
bit. I know
you
can take it,
but the Fritz thing
you
does
have. But it does get a little extreme sometimes.
Sometimes it does, and I appreciate you recognizing that. But look, I also deserve it because after all,
Hammer!
I mean, I'm a horse's hiney on Fridays at 7:00
many times.
At 7:50.
Indeed.
So people are like, I'm going to take a bite out of that guy. But I will say, I have been really, and I'm going to use this word, shocked. That so many people think I have no shot against Fritz. That really amazes me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm shocked. What makes him such a great athlete?
He's 16 years younger, and he played sports in college.
He played one sport in college. I told the entire audience that you stopped playing sports when you were a child.
What do you expect?
But by choice.
It's not as much Jack Fritz being an elite athlete more than Jack. or you not working out. But the point is,
if you're good at sports, you keep doing them.
Typically, Jack plays in adult baseball leagues and stuff.
Doing sports by choice. I'm saying, had you been good at sports, you would have kept doing
that. Well, for what it's worth, look, I guess here's, listen, I hear you, and usually that's true. I'll just say this. 13 months ago, guys, I'm not looking at, you know, toot my own horn here, but I
am. It's free throws. It doesn't count.
I amaze people with my free throw prowess.
No one considers free throws athletics.
But it's a form of athleticism.
No, it's not.
I think you're underrating the fact that people think you can't hang physically.
You know,
like,
when Jack and I play basketball,
like, fall down and not be able to breathe.
Well, I won't.
You won't be. That's my point.
But if shooting a basketball is not athletic,
that's where this is coming from.
But if the Jay's on,
Joe, shooting a basketball is a very specific action, a repetitive motion.
Sure.
It does not indicate athleticism.
Okay.
You can shoot a basketball sitting down, stationary, like it's just a stationary.
I'm just saying I would take Herb McGee, probably in his 80s, in a basketball game over Fritz. It's similar concept. Shoot or shoot. That's all I'm gonna say.
No.
Let's go to the phones. See what I just did there?
I would not.
Why are you dragging Herb McGee in?
Well, he compared himself to Herb McGee is what he did.
Steph Curry number two. Herb McGee number one, Steph Curry two, the hammer.
Somehow you seem to, you're blurring the lines now. Why is it that you think that your ability to shoot a basketball makes you faster?
Well, listen, that one's probably going to be hard for me. I acknowledge I'm going to probably lose some of these competitions. I need to win basketball, tennis, and one other. That's it. Let's go to the phones. JB and Chestnut Hill. JB, good morning, pal.
Good morning, pal. You're talking about Herb McGee. You're like peaches and herb. Not really.
Herb is such a I saw one of his basketball shooting displays one time. Honest to God, it's one of the most amazing things I ever saw. I mean, he just did not miss.
Professional basketball players to shoot better. Like,
he's nailed it. It's really incredible.
A free throw has the word free in it for a reason. It's real, like,
well said, JB. Well said.
Right? Yep. So anyway, there's so much to unpack. Like, I didn't know I was talking to the Studley Stag, the guy ripping up women up at Fairfield.
Don't write the Studley Stag down.
No, I'm not.
No. You're more like after you're done with the Fritz competition, I was thinking more of like Chuck Webner, the Bayonne bleeder who just kept taking beatings. But he was the inspiration for Rocky, so maybe you'll be the inspiration for somebody someday.
I appreciate that.
You know, buddy? As far as the Eagles are concerned,
Joe in the Bayonne bleeder, same thing.
Yeah, he'll be the WIP weeper when he's done, right?
Or peeper. There you go.
The weeper. The WIP.
Like I said 3 minutes ago, people are really taking shots this week.
Yeah, right.
I mean, there's a reason, JB, why I dubbed myself the human pinata a couple years ago. This is one of those weeks. Holy mackerel.
Jeez. But going into football a little bit, I love Shiloh and I respect his opinion, but there's zero chance Malachi Starks is there at 31. Zero. That kid's a top 15.
What about 32?
Overall pick.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, maybe somebody like Nick Emmanuel, the kid from South Carolina, he's a junior coming out, if you're going safety route, but it wouldn't surprise me.
Well, I'll say this, Jamie.
Sometimes guys slip, though, man.
Nolan Smith 2 years ago.
For what it's worth, and again, who knows, but the mock drafts all have Starks going generally in the range of 32.
No way.
Mel Kiper's last one, he had the Eagles taking Malachi Starks at 32.
Wow. So a lot of positions.
I bet he's still top 15.
All right, well, we'll find out.
He could be top 15. He could also be 32. It's crazy the way it all works out.
JB, give me something great. It's got a number in there in that title.
Real quick, I wish a happy birthday to Joey D. He's 38 and he looks like he's 48. So it's like a happy birthday, backhand comment. It's kind of like, it's my inner Joe DeCamera. I'm complimenting you and smacking you at the same time.
Okay.
But,
I'll take it.
How about, has anyone said 8675309?
Yes.
How about 1999? The great.
Oh, good answer.
You got it, buddy.
Really good
JB,
one.
Appreciate the phone call, man. 215-592-9494. You know, Jeffrey Lurie talked yesterday about the two Super Bowls, a little compare and contrast. for the experience, you know? Because, I mean, we've all experienced, well, most of us, unless you're like 5 years old now, have experienced.
Yeah, my daughter's six, so she just missed the first one.
Exactly. The second one, yep. All right, so how you compare and contrast them, you be the judge for yourself. But here's Lurie yesterday talking about the Super Bowls, and obviously one was 52, and the second one was 59 when they won. Here's Lurie.
As the owner, how is the second Super Bowl different than the first?
It's more relaxing in the fourth quarter, for one. A lot more relaxing. You know, two incredible. It's hard to compare. The first one is the first one that's just, you know, it's incomparable, your first one. But the second one was sort of incredibly gratifying because you feel you have the team you have and you were able to hit on all cylinders in a way in which it was just, you know, incredibly gratifying. So they're both, you know, extraordinary experiences in one's life when you, you know, devote your life to this existence in the NFL and football and incredible. And, you know, but now I got to say, an interesting sort of look at oneself. I feel like I'm just as hungry, if not more now, for a third. It's you know, ever since the parade, I don't know that there's been one day where, you know, we're not discussing something that's in terms of the planning process to try to get a third. It's just it's nonstop.
Love it. They're on it to try to get the third. You know, I thought he nailed it with that phrase, incredibly gratifying. Because if you remember, when the Eagles won the first time, in, you know, first Super Bowl, that is, in 2018, 2017 season, he was asked by Dan Patrick, what does this mean? And I thought he nailed it with the word.
Everything.
Everything.
Yep.
This means everything. I thought he nailed it. And I think incredibly gratifying might be the best two-word summation I've heard. I mean, that's what I remember feeling 2 months ago when the Eagles won. Because it was different. I didn't cry this time the way I cried 7 years ago. I think a lot of people didn't. But the way they smoked the Chiefs, you know what I'm saying? Like, there was a gratifying element.
And pride.
Of course. Of course.
But they also, don't you better. Think his answer regarding, like, we've spent every day since the parade kind of planning and talking about how we want to go out and win a third, doesn't that kind of go against the moves that have been made? I don't know. That just makes me think that they're not, they are still going to go for a third Super Bowl, as in like this next upcoming season, and not take a break year. And there are still moves to be made before the season begins.
Well,
oh my gosh,
there better be
many moves.
But so I just feel like I keep hearing and seeing, well, okay, like I guess they're not going to go try to win it all
and
again
that's
right
crazy.
Now. And
no,
that's crazy to
well,
me.
Well, I don't think, here's what I'll
yeah,
say.
It's
I, don't
not
think,
try.
I don't think people aren't saying they're not trying. I think people are, some people, and James, you're one of them, like they're not all in.
They're not prioritizing
correct.
It over the next 5 years, yeah. which I think is clear.
I agree with you, James. Now, listen, it also gets complicated because how much can they control and how much can't? Like, there's a lot they could not possibly sign everybody back.
No.
Impossible.
But there were, but what, there were people what, that could have
like. It seems
back.
Like they could have kept Gardner Johnson.
100%.
And they chose not to.
Yep.
I think there are other circumstances.
Yeah, that's
with
where
CJ,
that, what
GJ.
Lori just said, it's like that. They go against each other.
Well, it is complicated.
Well, but I will say, I also think Lori's going a little bit there at the end in an owner speak mode of like, I'm setting the tempo for my organization. Hey, guys, it's great we won two, but let's not go on the book tour like Doug did. Like, we got to go win the next one.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, part of leadership is that form of leading. Like,
he's
keep focused, guys.
This. I expect
he's not going to tell you that they're not focused on trying to win the next one.
Well, I expect to be right back in the playoffs this year.
Well,
like
they better be in the playoffs.
I expect to be.
I mean, they're the favorite to win the Super Bowl, the betting favorite still after losing all those players.
James, better chance the Dodgers win the World Series or the Phillies win the Super Bowl?
You mean the Eagles win the Super Bowl?
No, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Dodgers.
I think the Dodgers win the World Series.
I agree. Yeah.
They haven't lost yet.
That is correct.
To be fair, neither have the Padres. The Padres are 6-0-2, and they're awesome.
You know what happens this weekend? Philly sweeps the Dodgers.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
By the way, Braves 0-6.
Yes, they are.
Can we just throw that out there?
And they have all kinds of trouble.
0-6, man. Yeah, Profar is suspended.
Cannot play. He can return in June. Cannot play in the playoffs.
It's pretty wild.
That I didn't realize that was part of
He can't play in the playoffs? I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I didn't know that until I heard it yesterday.
He's allowed
to come back after 80 or 90 days, but not allowed in the postseason.
Wow.
That's pretty harsh.
That is harsh.
Serves him right.
Oh, man.
They're right there going. He won't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
So.
All right. With that said, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
All right, time is yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with time is
Joe,
yours.
That was great. You saying Fritz isn't Bo Jackson. He could be Michael Jackson and he still beat you. Time's yours.
Michael Jackson was a great athlete.
He was?
He had to have been.
Look at the way he could
move.
To be able
to dance like that, that's an interesting thought.
Oh, my gosh. An incredible athlete.
Well, which sport would that translate to?
Any.
Not football.
Just give him the reps, and I guarantee Michael Jackson could have been an awesome athlete.
Okay.
Yes. If Bryce Harper was to make an error, it's officially scored as
E3.
I don't think Michael Jackson could hit people hard.
No. That part he wouldn't be good at.
I know you guys are looking for stuff to put in the studio. Well, Joe, time to hang it up. Get that jersey framed and stop wearing it on open day. My goodness.
You know what?
It looks good, though.
The jersey behind me is a really... I'm writing that one down. I was looking for ideas. What goes behind us? That's a good one.
Hey, what's up, guys? I just tuned into the YouTube for the first time, and I think Joe has earned himself a new nickname, Casper. I don't know if it's the lighting or what, but, dude, are you Spanish? You are the whitest-looking human being I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, man.
What up, Casper?
So I do... In Joe's defense, I think it's... We have some, like, blue lighting in here, and I think that reflects...
Devin and I have tried to talk to those in charge.
Really?
The lighting is really horrible.
Real. So I haven't seen it enough yet. I've seen a little bit.
The lighting. Sucker.
It's not made for the cameras.
Yes, we are a radio station. We are not a TV station.
I got
so
you.
Just realize that.
Yeah. All right, that's it. With that, time's yours. We shut it down.
The time's yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
Well, I appreciate that call in particular where the guy's pointing out what we can have behind us because the jerseys are pretty good. So...
Did you see what I have today?
I see the Roger Goodell clown.
Added it.
Yeah, that's the only problem with that is you're aligning yourself with Matt Patricia now.
Well, you know, sometimes you got to pick a side.
That's right. All right, speaking of picking a side, let's all pick a side on the Twitter poll questions of the day. They're brought to us by Armin Chevrolet, proud to again be Pennsylvania's number one Chevrolet EV dealer. Now in stock, the Equinox, Blazer, and Silverado EVs. Together, let's drive Armin Chevy. .com. So first, let's close out the Goddard poll. So the Goddard and Tush Push poll, the question, John, is which is more likely for the 2025 season? Do you think people are voting that Goddard is more likely to remain an Eagle or that the Tush Push will remain legal?
Jeez. Likely that the Tush Push will remain legal.
Yeah, 69% say that. Now, with that said, let's listen one more time to Nick Sirianni. Make of it what you will. I was struck by the way he framed the Dallas Goedert answer yesterday. Listen to what Sirianni said.
You want Dallas Goedert back?
Right now, he's on our football team, and obviously Dallas Goedert has meant a lot to us. We'll see how that plays out. He's a heck of a football player, heck of a leader, and I want to be able to have back as many guys as you possibly can. But that is not the reality of the NFL. We got a lot of so we'll see how that happens. But of course, you want everyone back.
All right, not exactly encouraging if you want him back, unless Sirianni's playing possum here, and it's a way to try to.
I think that's giving him too much benefit of the doubt.
Might
there.
Be. All right, so 69% said Tush Push is more likely to stay than Goddard. All right, second poll question. Now let's go on the record on this one. Rhea, let's start with you here. After Bryce Harper, who will be the Philly's second best position player this season? The choices are Schwarber, Trey Turner, somebody else.
Well, I'm going to go with Trey Turner, but. For a reason. You said who will be the most important.
No, not important.
No.
Who will be the best?
Oh, the best.
Yeah, the next best.
I'm not going with Trey Turner then. Let's try. I'll go with Boehm.
Okay, he's got a shot.
Yeah.
There's no question.
I'll go with Boehm.
I mean, he made the All-Star team last year.
Yeah.
Schwarber.
Okay, Devin?
I want to say Schwarber, but he's DH, so I'm going to
go.
I know.
But if you want to ding him because of no defense, you're allowed to.
Yeah, so I am. Like, offense, yes, of course, Schwarber. I'm going to go with Boehm as well.
I'm going to go with Trey, and I feel a little dirty saying that because I could be as wrong as could be.
You're going to need a shower after today's show.
I know. Listen, he is supposed to be their second best player. Here's the other thing I'll say, and I say this in all due respect to Schwarber, who I've really enjoyed having here for all 3 years, but it is not inconceivable that his batting average dips again this year. Like what he did last year might be the aberration.
Hey,
because last year he really boosted it, but the two prior years weren't.
But he's in contract year.
I know.
So I think he'll be caught. I know.
And he's also 1 year older.
Yes, John.
And he also has 3 home runs already.
Yeah. And he's also, man, I watched John, him get who thrown would you, out at second bothered me.
Yeah, well.
And he's trying to steal right out the gates, too, which I like that he's feeling sprightly.
Who would you pick, John? Schwarber, Trey, or someone else?
I think it's Schwarber, but I would pick Stott. I think Schwarber will actually be the second
you're
best.
You're saying Stott.
Yeah, I wish it were Stott. For his sake, I'd like to see a major bounce back, but I think Schwarber still is.
Well, you're right, Schwarber.
Awesome.
Schwarber wins the poll. So 46% say Schwarber in our poll, 38% say someone else, 16% say Trey.
Yeah, man.
So that look, the someone else could be Castellanos, it could be JT, it could be Stott, it could be any of those guys. All right, let's round out for the Chris Brown tickets. Who's going to win them today based on the best thing with the number and the title? Amongst those said in our show, Nirvana's 10, not Bo Derek's 10.
Pearl Jam.
Oh, Pearl Jam. My fault. My fault.
That was embarrassing. That might be the worst. And a day where you'd be getting crushed. You'd probably get crushed for that the most. That's the number one worst thing you've done all day.
All right. Pearl Jam's 10. We get One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. We got the Three Musketeers. We got, it can't be Mambo number 5. It's not going to be 9 to 5. We got the Dirty Dozen.
9 to 5 was
why
good.
Why can't it be Mambo number 5?
Because it's not as good as the other stuff.
We got the Sixth Sense. How's Mambo number 5 going to beat
the Sixth Sense?
Or Apollo 13? Or 8675309? Or 1999? All right, James, what are you going with?
I'm going with One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Rhea?
I'm going with Apollo 13 because I've watched it a million times.
Okay, we got some good choices here. John, what are you going with?
I like One Flew Over the Cuckoo's.
Okay, so that's 2 votes for that. Devin, what do you got?
Going with Joe's favorite planet, Apollo 13.
Ooh, so it's up to you, Joe.
All right, so I got to, wow. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
It's appropriate
or
it comes
13.
Out of you today, I think.
I'm going to go with One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest because I like when something's an original. Apollo 13 is just based on a true story, and it's great. It was a great story, but, you know, I like when someone gets in the lab and creates. Congrats to Luke. Luke, you have won tickets to Chris Brown. Hey, have a great rest of the day. Joe and Hugh are up next. Phil's back at it tonight. We'll be talking about that tomorrow and more as we follow the bouncy ball and the tush-push thing and all. Also, we are going to start cranking up the draft. Guys, tomorrow when we reconvene, exactly 3 weeks of the draft. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Joe and Hugh up next on 94 WIP.